high adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Now today's Space Patrol adventure, a planet in peril. Buzz and Happy, on a mission of exploration to a solar system 50,000 light years from the sun, discovered a planet whose population is in the grip of robots. The power of the robots is zealously maintained by a small group of men known as administrators, who severely punish any attempts by human beings to resist the slavery imposed by the robots. After saving several hundred enslaved workers from destruction and liberating them from a labor camp, Buzz and Happy are now aboard the Terra 5, heading for another planet called Warmark.
I wonder if our pal Mono got all those men into the forest.
The Mono promised to contact us after the men are safe or if any serious trouble develops, so I suppose everything's all right so far.
What do you suppose happened to Roknar?
Well, for his own sake, I hope he wasn't found by those 500 men.
Yeah. I'd hate to think of what they might do to one of the administrators after what the administrators tried to do to them.
And DeRuga tried to crash that robot spaceship into the mining area. He made a serious mistake.
He was awfully close to being successful, Commander. If you hadn't blasted the ship to pieces with that atomic cannon, those men would have been wiped out.
Well, that's not what I mean, Happy. For generations, the administrators have preached the lie that the major robot controls in Gabonic can't be altered. But when DeRuga changed the course of that robot ship from its regular vector to Warmark, he proved that human beings can control the robots.
Well, that fact isn't going to do the people much good, though. To make the administrators change the master robots, the people would have to overthrow the soldier or guard robots, and that's impossible.
Well, it looks that way, from Gabonic. But in Warmark, it might look entirely different.
How do you mean, sir?
From my past visits to Warmark, it's obvious that the Vanic race that once ruled there also ruled Gabonic.
Yeah, and designed the robots.
Right. Somewhere in the ruins of that city in Warmark, there may be the answer to the big question, how can the robots be stopped without bloodshed and violence? If the answer's there, Hap, we're going to find it.
Chief Administrator of Robots sits in his office in one of the top levels of the administration building in Gabonic City. Standing before him is Roknar, a minor administrator whom Buzz had previously captured from this very building by use of a robot gravity belt. Scowling, DeRuga looks up at Roknar.
Well, Roknar?
Well, I thought I should report to you on how I escaped from those two visitors from outer space.
Oh, Corey and the cadets.
Yes. I overpowered the cadets and escaped from their spaceship near the mining area. Then, when the robot guards got aboard the railroad cars, I did the same. Then I rode back to the city.
Oh, then you saw the explosion.
Yes, DeRuga. The spaceship was disintegrated.
Now, never mind the ship. What about the mine? Were there any survivors?
Survivors? Why, the ship exploded in the air some distance from the mine. I believe Corey's ship destroyed it.
What? You mean the mine wasn't blown up?
No, DeRuga. The less I saw, the workers were pouring out of the mine shafts and heading for the forest to the north.
Now, this is a catastrophe. We've got to round up every last one of those escaped slaves and do it quickly.
It's going to be quite a job.
Don't you realize that there are now 500 witnesses to the fact that a robot ship can be controlled?
Mm-hmm.
If that news filters back into the cities, our power over the minds of the people will be finished.
That's right. They refuse to load those ships with cargoes for Warmark. They'll want the goods for themselves.
Not only that, but they'll demand that all robots be changed. They'll want a new setup. And you can bet your life, Roknar, that we administrators won't have a place in it. We've got to act. Round up those 500 men.
Yeah, but how? They're scattered all through the forest by now.
We'll load several spaceships full of robot guards and let them out around the edge of the forest. They'll fan out through the trees and round up those slaves.
Hey, that's an excellent idea. But when the workers at the spaceport be suspicious?
Why should they? The robots can load themselves aboard in the guarded area. The ships will blast off as usual. When they're out of sight, we'll change their vectors and bring them back to the forest area.
Splendid.
We can watch the roundup from here. The leader of each robot squad will flash a view scope picture back to the headquarters.
If we can capture one particular man, DeRuga, half of our battle will be over.
Oh, who is that?
Mono. He's the leader of the aberrationists. He organized the whole resistance movement, and he's had contact with Corey.
Yes, excellent. We'll take Mono alive, and perhaps he can be forced to tell us how we can eliminate Corey.
The Terra 5 is now at the spaceport of the deserted city on the planet Warmark. A spaceport piled high with supplies that represent half the wealth produced by the people of Gabonic over the centuries. Mountains of food, clothing, and luxuries dumped here by robot spaceships in an endless procession of waste. Buzz and Happy are carefully exploring the ruined city, picking their way through the rubble-littered streets.
Gee, well, a wrecked city should have a thorough job of it.
Yes, sir. But somewhere in one of these ruined buildings, there must be the secret of the robots that rule Gabonic.
Yeah, but even if we find a complete handbook of instructions, how can we read it? It'll be in a language we've never heard of.
Mono might know it. If we find something that looks promising, we could bring him here to...
Yeah.
Get your blaster ready.
A robot guard.
Yeah.
He isn't moving. Chapter's already hasn't moved for 100 years, but that doesn't mean he can't move now. It looks kind of rusty, sir. Come on. But if the robot as much as twitches, blast it.
Must be out of order, sir. If it could detect us, it would have acted by now.
The only robot we've seen so far. This building must have been important.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a guard here.
Well, our story isn't damaged very much, at least on the outside. I'd like to walk past that robot and see what he's supposed to be guarding.
Shall we try it?
Okay. Easy now.
The robot's just like a statue. I'll bet it hasn't had a single volt flowing through its circuit since the city was destroyed.
Oh, watch your step, Hap. Don't bump the robot. I tripped. It's falling over.
Wow. He dropped like a bucket of bolts.
Let's see if we can get that door open.
It looks like a big, heavy one. If it's locked, we'll have to use our blasters. Hey, it's swinging open.
Hold still, Hap. We'll see what's on the other side.
Nothing there. It's an empty corridor.
The door must have opened automatically. And we stepped close to it.
Yeah, then some robot devices are still working.
Let's go in, Hap. This looks promising.
Sounds like electrical equipment.
It's in this room, here to the right. Come on, have your gun ready for action.
Yes, sir. Wow. A control center. And it's still in operation.
Incredible. Computers, monitoring devices, control panels, viewscope screens. This must be one of their robot control rooms.
Yeah, but what is it to control? Walmart just be deserted. And yet these instruments must be receiving some kind of impulses from somewhere.
Look at that. At the center viewscope screen, there's a small image of a planet.
Gobanek. I can tell by its marking.
Right. There's little tips of light. Those indicate the robot's spaceship blasting off at intervals from Gobanek City.
Yeah. What are those relays clicking for?
Spacephone receivers are probably picking up signals transmitted from Gobanek. Information on cargo, the production, the data feeds into computers.
Commander, maybe this is the master control of all the robots on Gobanek.
If we knew the right controls, we could collect all the robot spaceships here in Walmart. And not let them return to Gobanek for more supplies.
Yeah, but the Gobanek factories would still keep turning it out.
Exactly. Supplies would pile up at the Gobanek spaceport. It would prove to the people that a lot of their work was useless and wasteful.
And that they were being cheated by the administrators.
Right. The administrators would be forced to change the production controls. Then the people would have more food and better clothing. They wouldn't be working 12 hours a day just to pile up supplies on this deserted planet.
If we only knew how to read these symbols.
Mono might know.
But Sir Mono didn't know that Warmoth existed until we told him about it. And these are Warmoth symbols.
Sure, Hap, but remember, the whole civilization and society on Gobanek is based on this Walmart robot system. Mono may understand enough of these symbols to do the trick.
That's sure worth a try.
Get back to the ship and blast off the Gobanek.
As soon as the Terra 5 is on a vector for Gobanek, Buzz contacts Mono, who has one of the miniature spacephones. Buzz and Happy have distributed to a few members of the anti-robot league.
We're glad to hear you're safe, Mono. How about those men you led away from the mine area?
We got them all into the forest, Commander. Being divided into small groups and assigned to camp scattered through the forest.
Oh, good. Amono, I've got a plan that might end the rule of the robots very quickly. Happy and I have found a robot control station on Walmart. We think we can stop the spaceship if we can read the symbols on the instrument panel.
That would be wonderful.
Would you be willing to come to Walmart with us and examine those controls?
I certainly will.
All right, we'll land and pick you up. Make it somewhere away from the camp area just in case robot patrols are around.
At the eastern edge of the forest, there's some cliffs rising up to a plateau. I can get there in about 2 hours.
High above the surface of Gobanek, Buzz and Happy scan the edge of the forest with the viewscope. At last, a figure emerges from the trees and runs toward the base of the cliff. Buzz puts the Terra 5 into a steep dive and cuts on his spacephone.
Commander Corey to Mono. Corey to Mono.
Mono here, sir.
We see you, Mono. Stay where you are. We're landing.
Some robot patrols are right behind me. They'll be coming out of the forest any minute.
Robots?
About 20 of them. My only chance is to start climbing the cliff. Land on the plateau.
They can climb, too. They can get you before you reach the top.
They can climb. But they're a lot heavier than I am. They may slip back.
All right, Mono, start climbing. Corey out.
Commander, what if the robots had gravity belts? They wouldn't need to climb. There was only some way we could rescue Mono from the side of the cliff.
Gravity belt, that's it. He's still got the belt I borrowed from a robot the last time we were in Gobanek City.
Yeah, but how can we get it to Mono? He's starting up the cliff now.
And here come the robots, Hap. Land on the patrol. I'll put on the belt and go down after Mono.
Yes, sir.
I'm stepping out. All right, Hap, cut on the spacephone.
Okay, sir.
Mono, can you hear me?
Yes, Commander.
Work farther along the ledge until you're right under me. His gravity belt just works straight up and down.
There's a robot climbing up toward me, Commander. Hurry. How are you doing, Commander?
I got to drop another 100 feet, Happy. I hope I can get the Mono before that robot does. Mono! Mono, answer me!
What happened, Commander?
Mono collapsed down there on the ledge. The lead robot got him with the immobilizer ray.
I know. Use your blaster on the robot.
From this height, I might hit Mono. And there are five more robots closing in.
Leaving Happy in the Terrifier at the top of the plateau, Buzz is descending the cliff with the aid of a gravity belt to rescue Mono. But a robot patrol climbing the cliff after Mono has rendered him unconscious with an immobilizer ray.
I've got Mono over my shoulder now, Hap.
Great. Now rise up to the top of the cliff.
I better carry him along the ledge so I'm right under the ship. Get in the airlock, Hap, so you can pull us aboard.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. One of the robots has reached the ledge a few yards behind me.
Can you use your blaster now?
Well, it might start a landslide and bury us. If I can only keep out of range of his ray until I'm under the ship.
Hurry, Commander.
The ledge is pretty narrow here. Uh-oh. The robot's reaching for his ray gun. I've got to risk a shot. I got the robot. We're out a hunk of the cliff. I'm coming up, Happy, before this whole ledge gives way.
You're on course, Commander. Rising right straight up to the airlock.
Okay, Hap, pull us in.
Right, sir.
You take care of Mono, Hap. I'm going up forward and blast off.
Yes, sir. From all that racket down there, the top of the cliff may give way any second. But you sure fix those robots.
In the administration building in Gobanic City, Daruga and Ropnar sit before a viewscope screen in a robot control chamber. The screen is completely black.
Keep checking those controls. Some of the robots must be functioning.
It's no use, Daruga. None of them are transmitting any visual images.
Look at the indicators. There were 20 robots in that group. 19 lights are still green.
Yeah. We saw Corey fire his ray gun at the lead robot.
That only destroyed one. Why can't we pick up images from the others?
Wait a minute. When I switched to one of the other robots, I got a flash of a cloud of dust. And then the screen went blank.
Yes, yes, I was here, remember?
That shot Corey fired must have caused a landslide. Our robots are under tons of dirt and rock.
One valuable robot blown to bits and 19 buried.
Hey, maybe the landslide got Corey, too.
With a gravity belt, he might have made it to the top of the plateau. Ropnar, I am through with halfway measures. Huh? I'm going to destroy those anti-robot camps if I have to burn that forest to cinders.
How can you do it?
We'll load several robot spaceships with explosives. Crash them into the forest. From the patrols already in the field, we've got a pretty good idea where the camps are located.
Yeah? But how can we be sure none of the workers escape?
We'll get in a ship and observe from the air. The administrators here can keep our ship circling over the forest. We'll tell them where to crash the other ships.
Can we trust them not to crash our ship?
The robot ships can't crash accidentally, Ropnar. In all the years they've been blasting off for Wormach, has a single ship failed to return safely?
No, not that I know of.
And what are you worried about? Come on. In a few hours, Ropnar, we'll wipe out all these anti-robot fools and their forest hideouts.
Buzz and Happy have landed the Terra 5 at the Wormach spaceport. And now with Mono, have returned to the control center in that ruined city. Led past the complex instrument panels by the commander, Mono carefully examines the strange symbols.
Mono, that big screen up there shows your home planet, Gobanic. Those tiny lights are spaceships blasting off the Wormach with cargoes.
I see. Yes, Commander, that's right. The symbols under the screen say cargo ship vector indicators for Gobanic.
Hey, that's great. You can read them.
I probably won't be able to read all of them. You see, my knowledge of the robot code is rather patchy. I've had to pick it up secretly over a period of years.
Can you tell us what levers control the blasting off of the ship? I figured they should be on one of the panels under the viewscope screen.
Sounds logical. Now, let me see. Master switch. Wormach to Gobanic ship control.
That's it.
It has three positions. In its present position, the control center back on Gobanic has full control. Middle position is neutral, and the bottom position, the third position, cuts out the Gobanic control center and puts full control here in this center.
Good. And those small dials and switches under the master switch, they must be for remote control piloting of individual ships.
Yeah, possibly. Let me see. Yes, that's right, Commander. But there's so many symbols and figures here, it'll take some time to find out just what functions the dials control.
Excuse me, Commander, but something funny is happening on the viewscope screen. There are five or six lights signing out from Gobanic.
You didn't touch anything, did you, Mono?
Oh, no.
Ordinarily, these cargo ships blast off one at a time at regular intervals. Now, there are five. No, six in flight simultaneously.
They're not on the regular vector to Warmock either.
You're right, Hap. Paths on the screen are in curves, ever-increasing curves.
Well, where would those ships be going?
It's my guess that they're returning to Gabonic, just like the one that Daruga tried to crash into the mine area.
What are they trying to blow up now?
There's only one answer, Hap. The anti-robot camps in the forest.
There are hundreds of people there.
We've got to stop them before they can get in a crash vector. Gee, Mono, can you figure out the rest of those symbols?
There isn't time for that. We just cut off the Gabonic control with a master switch. Now it's in neutral position. Watch your viewscope screen.
Hey, the ships aren't in a curving vector anymore. They're moving in a straight line.
Yes. On a tangent to the curve at the moment we pull the control lever.
Does that mean they won't hit Gabonic?
The power's off, they're in free fall. They'll circle Gabonic for some time until your planet's gravity eventually pulls them down. Probably in an unpopulated section.
If their rockets are on, they'll never be seen again, right, Commander?
Yes, sir.
With that switch in that position, Daruga won't be able to launch any more ships, will he?
Not unless he finds a way to short out the robot controls and operate each ship manually.
Commander, what's that light flashing on the panel?
Check the symbols, will you, Mono?
Yes, sir.
Administrator Daruga to Gabonic robot ship control. Administrator Daruga to robot control.
Hey, we picked up Mr. Big Shot himself.
That light indicates the space phone control to space.
Gabonic control, why don't you answer? Our ship is off vector. We're heading out into space.
Smoking rockets. Daruga is aboard one of those ships.
Daruga, can you do something? Get up, Rognar. Let me think.
And Rognar's with him.
I'm pulling the master switch to cut in the warm-up control. Watch the screen, Hap. Mono, you watch the lower panel.
Six lights lit up on the panel, Commander.
There's no change in the viewscope screen.
This is urgent. We're receding from Gabonic. Correct our vector at once. Return us to the planet.
It sounds a little hysterical.
Mono, press that space phone control switch.
Yes, Commander.
Warmock Robot Control Station calling Daruga aboard robot ship. If you're receiving this message, acknowledge. Warmock Control Station to Daruga.
Daruga here. Did you say Warmock Control?
That's right.
That's Commander Corey. Corey, what have you done to this ship?
I'm not quite sure myself. Are your rockets firing?
Yes, they're firing. Now get us back to Gabonic.
Just take it easy, Daruga. I'm not sure I can work this control system. You and Rognar may be on a one-way trip out into the galaxy.
No, Corey. You got to bring us back.
Are there any human beings in those other five ships?
No, Corey. Just in this ship.
What's in the others? Are you going to crash them into those forest settlements? Answer me.
Please, Corey. Never mind about that now. Get us out of this.
I'm going to try, but not just for your sake. Happy.
Yes, sir?
Go to the panel and turn those small dials one at a time. Just twist them back and forth a few degrees each way.
Yes, sir. Like this?
Yes. Daruga, has your ship changed course?
No.
Try the next one, Hap. Daruga, any change?
No.
Number three, Hap.
What is this all about? Stop it, Corey. If you're causing that, stop it. Our ship is whipping around like it has gone crazy.
Okay, Hap, hold it. That's the dial that controls Daruga's ship. Now, Daruga, you and Rook now relax. We're going to bring you into the Warmock spaceport.
To Warmock? What for?
I'll tell you when you get here. And when you step out of that ship, don't try anything cute. Remember, you'll be a long way from home. Corey out. All right, Hap. We can bring Daruga's ship around in a regular vector from Gabonic and land them. Mono, you stay here in the control section while Happy and I meet our visitors at the port.
Yes, Commander. But I don't understand this control.
The three of us will go over it together. By the time Daruga and Rooknar arrive, you'll have it down pat.
2 hours later, Buzz and Happy wait among the heaps of supplies at the spaceport, watching the sky. Finally, a silver streak appears in the east, and a spaceship roars in for a landing.
Here they come, Commander.
Be on the other half. When their feet touch solid ground, they may get the nerve back and try something clever.
Hey, you guessed the landing point pretty close, Commander.
Come on, Hap. Let's welcome the dignitaries from Gabonic.
The hatch is opening, sir.
Come on down, both of you.
All right, Corey. After you, Daruga.
Now, hold it right there. Search the hatch.
Yes.
Now, look around, Daruga. These mountains of supplies represent years of wasted toil by the people of your planet. You've kept them in slavery just so you and Rooknar and a few others like you could live in luxury.
They're clean, Commander. No weapons.
Good. Come along, both of you.
Where are you taking us?
You're going to have a little economic conference. You're going to sit down with Mono, one of your own citizens, and work out a plan so the people can govern their own planet instead of being slaves to robots and tyrants.
Get moving.
Just a minute. When the cadet searched me, he overlooked a weapon. The slightest suspicious motion from either of you, and you'll be lying helpless at my feet.
He's bluffing, Commander. I searched him thoroughly.
You overlooked this ring. Harmless looking, isn't it? But at this close range, it can discharge a ray that could be fatal.
Better not make him demonstrate it, Corey.
Oh, what do you think, Commander?
Well, this just seems to be one of those rare occasions when Rooknar is telling the truth. But remember, Rooknar, take it easy. If anything happens to us, you're stranded here.
Yes, I know. Daruga, take their weapons.
Easy now, gentlemen. Thank you.
Commander, is everything all right out there?
Who's that?
Mono's voice coming from a miniature spacephone on my belt.
Take us to him. Then we'll all get aboard your ship, Commander, and you can return Daruga and me to Gobanek.
First, we'll make sure that you have restored the robot control to their proper command. Our center on Gobanek.
Yes, Corey. Now, take us to Mono.
Come on, Sam.
Hey, Commander, I'm sorry about that ring. I had no idea.
It isn't important, Happy, not anymore.
It's a wise attitude, Corey. After all, my triumph was certain.
What do you mean, certain? Nobody wins this time, Rupnar. None of us will ever see Gobanek again.
What do you mean?
Do you hear those ships coming in?
What about them?
They're the same ones you were going to crash into the forest. Now, they're going to crash here, right on this spaceport.
No, you've got to do something.
Why should I? You're going to finish this anyway after we take you back to Gobanek.
Why did you bring those ships here?
We couldn't help it. When we changed your vector, theirs must have been changed, too. They just came in automatically. One of them may land safely, like you did, but the others will crash.
Stop them, Corey. We'll let you go, I promise.
Hand over our weapons. Come on, you haven't much time.
Give him the weapons, too. Go quickly.
And the ring, too. Hurry.
Here you are. Now, stop those ships.
Moro, can you hear me?
Yes, Commander.
Turn those dials the way I showed you immediately.
Yes, sir.
If they're coming right at us, it's too late.
Clear, Rupnar. You and Daruga can get up now.
Yes, you'll be late for your conference.
Conference?
Mono's going to help you work out a plan to make Gobanek a happy planet for everybody, not just for your administrators.
Mono to Commander Corey. Is everything all right?
Yes, Mono. The rule of the robots is over. From now on, the kind of world you make is up to you and the free citizens of Gobanek.
Join us again next week for this thrilling adventure with the Space Patrol. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.